Sunday, May 31st, we drove into the Edison Street Methodist Church in Fredericksburg because Lennon had a rather touching letter from the wife of the minister, Clifford Edge, who had, she said, been for Lennon all his life and who had gotten his doctor's degree the night before when Lennon had gotten his honorary doctor's degree, and who asked him particularly to come because it would mean so much to have him there on this special day. After church, we stopped by Cousin Oriole's, and my bed is gone off of the front porch. There's some weird-looking homemade sort of hickory furniture there now. She said Indians had come by with truckloads full of it to sell. I think the Indians have gotten back at us for some of the things we've done to them, if they're selling much of this furniture. Cousin Oriole's delight in seeing us was rather pitiful, and we never got a word in edgeways because she was so full of news. With at the last, a big hug and a request that we not stay away so long, because it's lonesome here on this river when you're gone. Then back at home, I called Mary Rather to try to get her to come up for one of the state dinners, preferably on the 12th, and also Doris Powell, and issued the same invitation to her, and Neva West asked her to come up, just as I had already written her, for the dinner for the Danes on June 9th. Doris gave me little hope, and Mary none, but Neva said that they would. Linda had stayed in Austin most of the time with Carolyn and had had several dates, but she did come out Saturday night, so she was there with us for all day Sunday. We left in the late afternoon, taking back the Jake Pickles and Ruthie Hartman, one of Lindbergh's roommates in Air Force One, to Washington with us, where they all three spent the night. One of my memories of the weekend is my horror at walking in the store at High and finding for sale some rather dreadful china plates, Lyndon's picture on them, and some equally as dreadful with President Kennedy's picture. And that's not the end of it. Ashtrays, T-shirts, all sorts of souvenirs with LBJ, and paperback biographies by the shelfful. Only some of the postcards of the ranch look all right. I wish there was some way to control or direct this in a little better taste.